Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Any news today? Why do you have your... Oh, there's one news story today, Dan?
No, I was saying, just hold on.
Well, the sun came up this morning.
It did. I went for an hour-long walk.
Quite frankly, as far as the weather is concerned, it is a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful Chamber of Commerce kind of day.
It is. Gorgeous. Not a cloud in the sky.
Mm-hmm. Kansas City.
Text line seems to be going crazy right now, and I don't know why.
Oxygen's still in the air.
Yep. We're still alive. Sun came up.
Cars driving on the road.
My kids are doing well.
Plants are growing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Photosynthesis.
Mm-hmm. Plants will grow. Grass is still green. It's November. The grass is still green. Mm-hmm.
Trees are losing their leaves.
They are a little bit, but some of them still look beautiful. Dana, do you have any plans to join the conversation today?
I do not.
Okay.
It's going to be a long 4 hours.
Somebody says, Scott, how is your broken heart today? You confuse how much you think I really care. You really do confuse how much you think I care.
Some big wins in Missouri.
Yep.
Big wins.
Yep. Sports betting was approved
coming to
last
Missouri.
Night. Yep.
They did vote down another casino.
By the way,
who cares whether there's a casino in the Ozarks?
Why is there a vote on whether there's a casino in the Ozarks?
I said the same thing last night.
Wait, two people were talking. I have two ears, but I can only hear one person at the same time. What'd you say, Dan?
Oh, I was just saying a measure to put it in the Constitution.
Yeah.
Which is rather odd.
But if the Ozarks wants a casino, why? I said the same thing last night. A, who cares? Knock yourself out.
It all comes back to the Missouri Gaming Commission. They have very strict rules on, one, how many casinos you can have, two, where they can be, and then, of course, how they can operate.
Well, but Spot on. But it was 30 years ago where they approved legislation or whatever, or an amendment, I can't remember what it was, to put God knows how many casinos up on the Missouri River. And now voters in Missouri don't want a casino down in the Ozarks?
I remember moving here 20 years ago, and I'm like, what boats?
Correct.
Well, they're now, on,
everyone's
they're on islands,
calling them boats.
Yeah.
There is a push in the Ozarks to try to keep it more of that rural lake vibe because the people down in the Ozark area are watching them build more and more resorts. We've got massive golf courses.
Have they not watched the show Ozark?
The Lake of the Ozark natives are not happy
Shot
about
in
all
Georgia.
The incomers.
Because you know this, Dan, life imitates art and art imitates life. And there very much is a casino theme running through that program. And I honestly just assumed there was a casino down there. When I go down there, I don't go to gamble. So I didn't know.
And what would it matter if there was one?
I don't think it does.
But yet voters would not allow the Ozarks to have a casino, but yet they approved online sports betting.
Right. You can gamble on your phone at the Ozarks, but you can't
go into a casino and pull a lever
without your phone.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. It will stop throngs of people up and down along state line from pulling over in their cars, causing homeowners to call 911.
911, what is your emergency?
Suspicious man just parked out in front of my house.
Possible
yes,
drug deal.
That's because he's sports gambling. Oh, ask any of the police departments up and down the Kansas side of state line how many calls they get for suspicious activity and someone just sitting in their car. And right. It's always because someone is hopping back over state line to place that
bet.
Can
we have a moment of peace, by the way, as we joke about police scanner traffic for the Johnson County police scanner page, because since they encrypted the scanners in Johnson County,
yep,
that page has been dead.
Oh, it was so good.
It was phenomenal.
It was
one of
so
my favorite
good.
Facebook pages.
And speaking of JoCo, in a rare bright spot over the last 24 hours, the voters got this right. I am thrilled for new sheriff-elect Byron Roberson, longtime friend of mine, great guy, has been in Prairie Village for decades.
You know, ascended
to the rank of chief. He's the guy you want next to you if you know what goes down, mm-hmm. and also the guy you don't want behind you when he's putting cuffs on. Like, he's just that... He's a law man, and I saw that he won overnight. I just texted him. I'm absolutely thrilled.
Let's just say he doesn't skip arm and chest day.
He does not. He does not, Scott.
A unique race there for sheriff in Johnson County. The first time in 94 years that someone under the Democratic ticket has become sheriff. Yes.
Yep. In decades.
94 years.
Yep.
I'll be darned.
In decades and decades. So there you have it. Congratulations to the sheriff. We will probably have him on the program at some point. Talk about jail space and sheriff things and
those
all the
guns,
things.
And I don't mean the metal ones.
Have you ever met him, Sam?
I have not, but I've seen a picture.
I mean,
he's a tank.
Wesson.
He's a tank.
He looks like the Incredible Hulk.
Can't ban those guns.
Can't ban those guns. Okay.
Speaking of
nice try, Obama.
Speaking of measures, did you see what happened to Amendment 6?
I don't even know which one that is.
That one was going to authorize court fees for law enforcement retirement benefits. Fees that law enforcement agencies could add on and levy against people.
Oh. Huh.
And that failed 60-40.
Not surprised.
Okay. Kamala Harris is going to... make her concession speech at 3 o'clock. We will carry that live here on KMBZ. A crowd has gathered outside of her alma mater, Howard University in Washington, D.C., and she will make that speech roughly around 3 o'clock. It's my understanding she has already made her phone call to Donald Trump. Is that correct?
Yes.
She has made the call?
Yes.
Okay.
And that she has been reported.
And then she will give the speech at 3 o'clock. We will carry that live.
And outside of that...
We're done.
How was the play, Miss Lincoln?
you can always tell when you bump into somebody who knows who you are but doesn't listen to the show. I was downstairs, and there was a former employee from here. His name is Brian. Great guy. Always enjoyed him. And I saw him downstairs, and I went over, and I said, oh, Brian, it's so good to see you. He goes, man, you got your 4 hours cut out for you. I go, Brian, we don't talk about politics on the show anymore. We haven't done that in about, I don't know, 12 or 13 years.
Mm.
Well, I knew that. I'm like, do you? I mean, we'll air the speech, and then we're going to move on to something else. I have no interest.
We are airing the speech because we are a news station first.
Of course.
And
of course.
That is just the way the world works today. And then we are moving on. Prince's sister, by the way, dead at the age of 64.
65, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But... his only full sibling. He has a number of half siblings.
God, she looked just like him.
But Tyka was his only full sibling. And she is one of six that runs his estate. Which, by the way, I want to have words with those people.
Oh, I know.
Because they are releasing all of the crap that Prince made that he never wanted released.
If he wanted it released from the vault, he would have released it from the vault.
That's exactly right.
Tyka Nelson was 2 years younger than her famous brother, died early Monday, and this was a very short statement from the family. She had her own mind. She is in a better place. That's it. Her son, President Nelson, that is his name, shared news of his mother's death with the Minnesota Star Tribune. Yep. Last night, no further details were released.
You know, she was a singer based out of Minneapolis, of course, where Prince was based. But I have never heard her. I knew of her because I'm a fanatic, but I've never listened to her music. And I don't know if she made a lot of recordings or what, but I've never heard her music.
Listen to this, and this is a stunning quote from her not long ago. Nelson has also famously said that she did not realize how popular her brother was until after his death.
Okay. Then you're not paying attention.
Quoting here, I didn't know Prince was that big. She recalled a trip to London to promote a Prince exhibition in 2017. They lined up to tell me stories. Women would tell me. I don't even want to repeat that. Not great for air.
They did like Prince.
Yep. What do you mean you didn't know your... What?
Well,
a lot of people don't pay attention to a lot of things in this world.
He's your brother. His album in 1984 sold 25 million copies.
Maybe what she meant to say was internationally, because she was over in London and people were saying these things. I don't know.
Okay.
But, yeah, Prince's sister dead at the age of 64.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III, Dan Weinbaum. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. Vice President Kamala Harris will issue her concession speech at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We will carry it live here on KMBZ. Dana and I were just talking off the air. Every story on every news website is about the election, and we have tried to make it a practice on this program not to get into politics. And for those of you who are saying, and the text line is just packed, some of it pleasant, some of it not so pleasant. We have made it a practice not to talk about politics on this program. And when Biden won in 2020, the following day,
we didn't talk about it then either.
We didn't talk about it.
That is true.
When the Mueller report was issued, we didn't talk about it. Politics is so divisive.
Divisive?
Divisive in America that no matter what we say, we're going to upset at least half of the audience. So why even bother? We're not in the 80s and 90s anymore when people could agree to disagree. We are in a world now, and I explained this yesterday with a friend of mine whose very close relative didn't want anything to do with them until after the election. And by very close, I mean very close. Didn't want anything to do with them until after the election because they didn't agree. I don't want to live in that world. I refuse to live in that world. And if you want us to come on the air and tell you that this is the greatest day in American history or this is the worst day in American history, I'm not going to do that.
What's Are you going to riot? Point? Oh, wait.
No. But if you want us to come on the air and tell you that the country's going to hell in a handbasket now all of a sudden, or we're witnessing the second coming of America, no.
I say we rank fart noises.
I'd rather do that.
It would be more pleasant, wouldn't it?
Maybe some Hummers at 5? I don't know.
I have a lot of time, Sam.
Ooh, Hummers at 5 sounds Ooh. Good, actually. We haven't done Hummers in a long time.
I don't know if I have the lung capacity for that today, but we might. We'll think about it.
Why not?
Sure.
Story here from Channel 5. One woman has been charged after more than $16,000 in sunglasses were stolen from a Zona Rosa business over the summer. Records filed with the Platte County, Missouri Circuit, never do it in Platte County,
$16,000?
Mm-hmm. Have revealed that Dinesha Redmond, age 33 of Kansas City, has been charged in connection with the theft of thousands of dollars of sunglasses from a metro area business. It was Sunglass Hut.
Yeah, why are they not naming it? There's only one sunglass store in Zona Rosa. It's not going to be hard to figure out.
It was Sunglass Hut. Surveillance footage revealed that Redmond took, allegedly, nearly $8,000 in glasses that were never paid for. As the investigation continued, law enforcement officials said Redmond hit the same store in August, this time for another $8,000 in sunglasses. During this attempt, she was identified by her tattoos. Investigators
gotta cover those tattoos, Dinesha.
Investigators say they were able to contact Redmond over the phone. During that conversation, she admitted she had stolen the glasses. However, when she did not show up for a scheduled interview with police, they found that she had lied about her place of employment as well. She is accused of stealing $16,282 in sunglasses.
Which, if you get the right ones, it's like four pairs.
I don't know, wow. Sam. Would those be kept out? I don't spend a lot of money on sunglasses. I've done it once or twice for, like, golf glasses, and those end up under a mower or lost. And so I just don't do it anymore. I would never.
Something tells me it was a large number of $400 to $500 sunglasses. That's just pure speculation.
But are those still left out where you can just grab them?
They would be on like a special display case. I'm sure now after they've realized how much they lost, that hopefully they're going to be behind a locked door.
Why would they not be in the first place? I mean, this is not the first time we've talked about Sunglass Hut at Zona Rosa getting hit.
I think this is the same case, though.
I don't think this is a new case.
That's correct. Okay. I believe the last time we talked about it, it was just the arrest. And the reason they leave them out is because you're not going to go into a sunglass store and wait for 15 minutes for somebody to be able to come over and help you for you to try on a pair of sunglasses that you may or may not buy.
If you're charging $350 per pair, you can afford to have plenty of employees there to help.
That's true.
Listen to this. On July 5th, law enforcement officers from Kansas City were called to Zona with reports of a theft, and surveillance footage revealed she took nearly $8,000 in glasses on that trip that were never paid for. There's $8,000 there. As the investigation continued, law enforcement officials said Redmond hit the same store in August, this time for more than $8,000. It was that second attempt she was identified by her tattoos. So she split it up into two trips, they're saying.
And with the smash and grab stuff that's been going on, she probably went in with a large tote bag and just started grabbing every pair of sunglasses she could find. If the average pair is $300, so you've got some $200, some $500, the average pair is $300, you're going to get to that $8,000 very quickly.
Who would pay $500 for a pair of sunglasses?
You would be surprised, Scott.
I know.
A warrant, this bears repeating, has been issued for her arrest. This is from Channel 5. It does not appear she is behind bars.
She's not.
She has a bond of $7,500.
She didn't show up for a court hearing. That's why they've issued the arrest warrant.
Okay, but...
But wasn't there three other women involved?
A warrant has been issued for her arrest, which holds a $7,500 bond. If she has skipped out and not shown up, why would she get a $7,500 bond?
That I don't know, Dan. That I don't know. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Kamala Harris will be giving her concession speech at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Some of you on the text line are understandably upset that we're not talking about politics. We do not do politics on this show. We did not do a post-election conversation when Biden won in 2020. Sam, you're my witness.
I am.
Is that correct?
It is. I was eating a carrot.
So I beg your pardon. We are not going to do it today. It only pisses people off. You already know who won. You know how you feel.
And there are no fewer than 1 million different websites that you can go find if you want someone to break down the math of what happened last night.
Oh, every single news outlet out there has got
one. We're not doing it here. Now, I will say this on Facebook, a buddy of mine with whom I don't necessarily agree on everything did post a map. And he said, with all of the maps flying around today, I thought I would show you the map of where it is legal to own a kangaroo.
I saw that.
Made me laugh. And by the way, in 3 states, it is legal without a permit.
That is correct.
Also from the text line, what we can all agree on is we're not going to be bombarded with phone calls and text messages anymore. Praise Jesus.
Praise God. And what is the time limit on when these signs have to come down? Is it a week?
I don't know. I look at it like the holidays. If the tree goes up on the 24th, I want it down by the 26th.
913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ray Gunn is calling it quits from professional breakdancing.
Oh, come on. Before or after she was the number one Halloween costume?
Did she ever start?
The Aussie dancer says she was met with a level of scrutiny that made dancing, quote, really difficult following her infamous Olympics debut in August. Rachel Gunn, that's her real name, 37, disclosed her retirement after she went viral for the style of breakdancing that she brought to the streets of Paris for the 2024 Olympic Games.
Even calling that a style of breakdancing is insulting to the sport of breakin'.
Quoting here from Gunn, I still break, but I don't compete. I'm not going to compete anymore. Dancing.
No, come on.
Hang on, I'm not done.
Break the internet.
Dancing is so much fun and it makes you feel good. And I don't think people should feel crap about, you know, the way that they break. Gunn says she still breaks, but only at home with her partner, as it's become, quote, really difficult for her to do that now.
So kangaroo hopping around a stage is breaking. You know, this was a fantastic publicity stunt. She's gotten a couple of magazine deals,
oh, sure,
a couple of TV deals out of it. I don't know what her goal was. It certainly wasn't what she said it was, which was to bring light to the difficulty of women in the breaking community. Or maybe it was. Maybe that was her goal. I'm not sure. But she definitely got a payout from it.
Well, she's done. We won't be seeing her again.
Except for on the TV show that she's on now.
Interesting story here from a country I don't think we've ever mentioned on this program before. Equatorial Guinea.
Common spelling.
Has ordered a crackdown on sex in government offices.
And the resignations come flying in.
What?
After private videos leaked on social media appear to show a senior finance ministry official having sex with several women in various places, including in his office. The government said it was taking action because the videos had denigrated the tiny Central African country's image. Okay. I didn't know they had one. Equatorial Guinea has been ruled by the same president for decades, and the scandal has been shaking the government since the videos first emerged late last week. Local media reports say hundreds of amateur videos have been found at the finance official's home during a raid associated with a corruption investigation. The women featured in the videos appear to include wives of other powerful government figures and other family members. We both said, at the same time.
That is the 2024 Dana and Parks word of the year.
Just HM, no more.
One M. Thank you, Tyreek. Speaking of controversy, religious university without students on campus is raising questions in one Missouri town. This comes to us from our friends at Fox 4 and Lexington, Missouri. Now, listen to this. From the Los Angeles Times to Newsweek to even Christianity Today, they have all written about a Christian college system, and I say that in air quotes, embroiled in controversy from coast to coast. Now that system is expanding into Missouri, raising questions about some who live nearby. In Lexington, a sprawling campus that was once home to Wentworth Military Academy has been taken over by something called Jubilee University. The school opened 4 years ago, but if you take a walk on its campus, it is eerily quiet. There are no students. It's something that Chloe Heisler, who lives nearby, can't help but notice. It is very odd, she said. That is not all that is odd about Jubilee University. It is part of a larger network of schools connected to something called World Olivet Assembly. So far, the state of New York has shut down one of the system schools. In California, two of the universities affiliated with that system are fighting expulsion by the state agency that oversees religious colleges. Four former students have filed suit against one of them, claiming they were held hostage, required to work for free, and did not get the education they were promised. Multiple news reports claim Homeland Security is investigating one of the schools over money laundering.
Well, I'm on the university's website, and it says here, Jubilee University's buildings and campus grounds are located in historic Lexington, Missouri, just outside of Kansas City. People on campus have convenient access to services in Lexington, including parks, banks, libraries, restaurants, healthcare, more. The university's three dormitories are located on campus where students can enjoy the changing seasons,
nature,
and wildlife. Additionally, the campus features many athletic and recreational facilities like football fields, indoor and outdoor running tracks, soccer fields, tennis courts, indoor basketball, etc.
If there are no students, follow the money. Where is the money coming from to keep the lights on in a sprawling campus where there is no one?
I have no idea. Is it an online university?
More likely than not? I think this is the Missouri president, emailed Fox 4 back and said, we have been operating online for 3 years with about 30 foreign students, none of whom are charged tuition. So if they're only operating online, who pays the bills for those buildings?
Why are all the students foreign?
I don't know.
Because they're not there.
Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome.
I'm looking up their undergraduate degree programs. They offer a Bachelor of Church Music.
I don't think you need a degree for that.
In fact, that is the only listed undergraduate degree program. The only one.
There is a Texas e-commerce loan company that is suing them for racketeering, claiming that the school and its affiliates defrauded the company out of millions of dollars by taking out loans for multiple online businesses it operates with no intention of ever paying it back.
The only graduate degree program they offer is a Master of Church Music. That's it.
Back in Missouri, the president insisted nothing about Jubilee University is fake. He gave Fox 4 a campus tour showing us where, quote, students will one day live and go to class.
Well, where's the money coming from to keep it going?
Scott, how
does one teach church music online? And why is there only one degree that you can get from this university where there are no students on campus?
Here's another question with respect to higher education. If you just decide to open a college, you know, a quote, traditional college, a religious college, or God forbid, one of those online, you know, certificate scam colleges, who oversees that? I mean, if the federal government is investigating and different states are investigating, can you just hang a shingle and say, come on in, we're going to offer a degree for playing the trumpet in a church band? Like, I don't. And what worries me about these stories, Scott, is always, and it doesn't matter whether they're religiously affiliated or not, right, most of the scams we have seen here, they have not been religious colleges. They
correct.
Have been business, quote,
or tech
business
schools.
Colleges or tech schools.
Yeah.
I don't like any of them. And I'm glad these stories are making the rounds. So if there's somebody out there that's thinking, oh, that there's a college right around the corner, maybe I'll sign up for that.
Yeah.
They Google it and at least see that these lawsuits are out there.
Steve in Leawood. Steve, good afternoon. Hi.
Good afternoon. Thanks for the call. One reason they have all out-of-state students could be they give the foreigners a student visa to come to the United States, and then, oops, I overstayed my visa.
But to
how would that make them money?
To what end?
And probably all the money that goes to some bank in Grenada or something.
Okay. All right, Steve. I don't know how that would financially benefit them.
Well, they charge tuition. That's where they get the money.
No, it says they're not charging the kids tuition.
Tuition is free.
And even if they did, Sam, it would not be enough to support
everything that they've got going on.
The networks and all of the buildings. Let's say there are 20 of these schools across the country. It is buyer beware. Hmm. Just because you slap the name college on something, this is buyer beware.
Money laundering.
Is it warm in there, Sam?
It is toasty, and I wore a sweater today with a tank top underneath, and I am sorry that my arms are exposed.
I couldn't help but notice you're wearing a tank top.
Do I see your guns? Yes, I do.
Come and take these guns,
that's
Obama.
Right.
Thank you,
woo.
Sam. It's the first time I've smiled all day.
So hopefully it'll cool down a bit so I can put my sweater back on, but right now, it's not happening.
Nice and cool in this studio.
Oh, you
Sun's
guys are lucky.
Out. Guns are out.
Al in Brookside. Hello, Al.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Hi. It would be interesting if somebody would go to the
courthouse in that county, and I think Lexington may be the county seat.
I believe it is.
And go to the office of the recorder of deeds and see what entity owns that real estate.
I think I read that they own it, Al, and they paid $1 million for the buildings, and if not the land, for at least the buildings. And so then again, you have to ask, where does that $1 million come from if there's no one on campus?
Yeah, I understand, but I still think it would be interesting to see what legal entity owns that real estate.
Okay. Al, have a great day, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, you take care.
You go to Lexington, report back.
913-586-7798. A reminder, Vice President Kamala Harris will be issuing her concession speech at 3 o'clock this afternoon, Kansas City time. We will carry it live here on KMBZ. It's not the end of the world as we know it, Sam. Come on, buddy. Kamala Harris will be issuing her concession speech at 3 o'clock, about 9 minutes from now. And when she does take the podium, we will carry it live here on KMBZ. She has already called Donald Trump and conceded her loss, his victory, in last night's election. And I must confess, the results came in a lot quicker than I ever anticipated. I even said on the air yesterday to a texter who said, how long is it going to take, do you think? And I thought it would take until Friday or Saturday. I was completely caught off guard when I was awakened at 1:30 by somebody laying next to me saying, hey, Donald Trump's speaking. And I said, okay. And she said, he won. And I said, that quickly? Rolled over and watched the speech, stayed up and watched a couple of hours of coverage. And sure enough, this race was over by 1:30 in the morning, our time.
We're keeping an eye on CNN to see when the vice president takes the podium. The crowd is massive.
Yeah, it is. She's at Howard University in Washington, D.C. That is her alma mater. We're talking about this studentless university, Jubilee University, in Lexington, Missouri. They only offer one course, a degree in church music. Aaron in Lexington. Hello, Aaron.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. I live down by there, and that's the old Wentworth Military Academy.
Yeah.
And it shut down in 17, and, like, I looked up some of the photos on Jubilee, and nothing looks like that. It's all decapitated. The baseball fields are overgrown. The tennis ball fields are overgrown. Everything. The courts.
If there's no one there, that does not surprise me, Aaron, because who would be managing the upkeep?
Yeah, really no one. It's hard to get in there because everyone kind of watches out so you don't sneak in there. But an auction company back in 18 or 19, I believe, they sold off the basketball goals, the scoreboards. They basically, anything that wasn't attached to the walls, they sold everything from that place. So it's completely empty.
Well, what is the talk around Lexington about what it has become and what it could become?
Well, no one has really said anything about, there are several things about making it into another college, but nothing's ever happened since 2017. And I've never even seen the Jubilee building where that's actually at.
I don't know that they can afford a sign, Aaron, but thank you for the call. Listen to this. In the United States, this bothers me, actually. In the United States, the term university is not a federally regulated term. States may have their own laws. The kind of situation of a business like calling itself a university without actually being a university is called an unaccredited learning institution. But the way I read this, you can use the word university without regulation. I could just hang a shingle and say, come on in to Dana University, pay me $10,000, and I'm going to give you a certificate for basket weaving.
Well, there's a building right next to us. You see it every night and every day when you drive in. And I don't know if they're accredited, not accredited, legit, not legit. I don't know. Graceland University is the closest building to our radio station.
But shouldn't you have to be accredited to use that word? Have you noticed a lot of the business colleges that were sued and shuttered, thank God, for being scams? Those were called colleges. We'd have to go back and look. Were any of those called universities?
Yes, I do believe they're. Before I get sued, let me look one up.
because Kansas City has a long history of allowing those for-profit businesses to open up. And then years later, when you start figuring out that people are being scammed out of their money, someone swoops in and shuts them down. You can swoop in and shut them down. Doesn't that suggest there is some level of regulation?
Yeah. I'm trying to see if this one university is one of those that got shut down, and I'm not ready to say that yet. Mike in Olathe. Mike, hello.
Hey, how you doing today?
We're doing well, thank you.
Love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
Hey, back in the 90s, I actually used to work at Wentworth Military Academy.
Hmm.
And I was one of the, worked with the athletic program down there, there on the football field and everything. And the dorm that's actually attached over the football field is condemned currently. Went back and found out some information. A couple of the other buildings on and around the campus are also were listed for sale back in March. They were actually up on Zillow for a while.
Some of the buildings?
Yes, some of the buildings there were.
I thought Jubilee bought them.
Well, but this is, like I said, just back in March. Because I was kind of curious, kind of looking around, and one of the dorms that's not actually on the campus but is across the street was up for sale.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I was kind of like wondering, gee, you know, some of the other buildings that I know are condemned and where the swimming pool was, I'm not 100% sure I would want to be in that building, period, at this time.
Mike, do appreciate the call. By the way, I looked up two of them. You'll know at least one of these names, Corinthian College and ITT Tech. And ITT Tech had a presence here in Kansas City for quite some time. Both have collapsed. They were, let's see here, it says, the clamor for accountability erupted back in 1991, more than two decades before the epic collapses of Corinthian Colleges and ITT Tech cost students and taxpayers millions of dollars in wasted loans and worthless degrees. We're standing by for the concession speech from Kamala Harris. We will bring it to you live here on KMBZ. The news is next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.